Just the mitzvah of Kisui Adam today. There is a mitzvah, was made yesterday's parsha, that you're supposed to, when you shech the chaya, a wild animal, it could be a deer or an old fowl, you have to cover the blood with dirt. If you don't cover the blood with dirt, you don't fulfill the mitzvah. Based on the pasuk Pirik Yitzayim, pasuk Gimel Yadalad. V'yishashir mimnei Yisrael, sheyitzu tzayin chaya, of, sheyachal v'shafach etzdomah, kisol v'afur. Ki b'nevish kol basa doma v'nafsha hu v'omer l'bnei Yisrael v'gaymer. Sefer HaChinuch says, the nefesh of a person is totally ba'adam. That's why there's an isser dam. And therefore, it's cruelty. It's cruelty, Lamaisa. What's cruelty? The nefesh is tluy v'dam. We cover the nefesh. We want term nikra before we eat the bus. It's not proper that we should eat the bus when the blood's lying out there. You know, it's like cruel. You know what I mean? It's like you start eating meat when the blood's there. So you have that by a chai and a oaf. That's what the chinuch says. Why don't we have that by a behema? Because the dam of a behemoth can be put on the mizbeach. A behemoth has the ability to be put on the mizbeach, l'chapor al nafshosenu, and it's impossible to what? It's impossible, you don't have to do kisui. So the Torah is not machalik between mekdashim and chulin. You know what I mean? Because a behemoth that's chulin could become kodesh, it could be put on the mizbeach. So therefore, the Torah didn't want to be mechalik between that, and therefore, since the blood of the behemoth is nitan l'kapara, you don't want to like mess it up.
We only put kosher things on the bed. So it's not, you can only do things that are not kosher.
I understand that, so you don't want to mess with that.
Right.
You don't want to mess with that. But what about a bird? There is a bird that's put on. There's only one bird, turtle doves. Mm-hmm. No other bird is put on. So therefore, for something small like that, the Torah is not chayshish. So therefore, the Torah is mechayavus and kisui dam alfos the kulam. You follow me? Therefore, now that's one reasoning given. Okay, that's the chinuch. So this notion, the chinuch, the ma'isa, that's the chinuch that gives. However, the Rashbam and the Kliyagri get a different approach, which is a very fascinating. Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes it on this list that it's a siyag. Rashbam and Kliyagri said it's a siyag that someone might come to eat blood. And therefore, after Kisui, it's not going to be Roy Lachila. So it's a siyag minatari because you make it disgusting. You follow me? What are the, he puts on a whole list, he has a whole siman about siyagim that are diraisa. What are some of the things that are on the list of siyagim diraisa? Bayra, bayamatze. Like the Ron, you can't see and find something, she might come to eat it. Yichud, which is with a woman, it's a few cards or more. I want to put out another one on the list, according to the Rambam. You know what the list is? Orla is a siyag l'kishu v'lavazara. Because black magic, they used to plant a tree and do black magic, and the fruit would grow right away, and they would offer it to an avodazara. So Hashem asked the first 3 years to distance us from kishu v'lavazara. You follow me? So usually a siag is the Rabbana, like the Mishnah, so you also siag with Chachamim. But, you know what I'm saying? Okay, so, but this is a Chiddush. So, let's talk about this mitzvah is coming upon the Shochet. It says, V'shafat as domo v'kiso ba'ofar. The Chachamim Zichron Lebracha said, Misha shafach hu yikaseh. Whoever what? Spills the blood, meaning the shechted it, can do the kisui. But it does say, Livnei Yisrael. It says, L'bnei Yisrael, that this mitzvah is incumbent upon Klal Yisrael, that if the shochet doesn't cover the blood, then everyone else must. Okay? So before you mechasa the blood, you say the bracha, shikicham, tzavan, al kisui adam ba'offer. If you just say kisui adam ba'lomer ba'offer, the shachan ta'asa yiyotza. You got the nusach bracha? Shikicham, tzavan, al kisui adam ba'offer. But if you don't say the last word ba'offer, you're still yotza. Now the das of many poskim is that someone shechs the first time says shechianu on the kisui, but not on the shechita. Why don't we say a Shechiyana on the Shechita? Because you're mazik lebrei, the Ramah says. You're damaging creatures. That's why if you buy a leather jacket, it's $5,000, you still don't say a Shechiyana, because it came through killing an animal. So I don't say a Shechiyana on shoes. It could be a real expensive shoes, the Ramah says. But you killed an animal, get the leather. Okay? But the Chochmas Sodom quotes that we don't say a Shechiyana even on the Kisui. So it's a machlokes between the Ramah, seems that way, and the Chayavim. Yes, go ahead, Pinyom.
Two questions.
Yes.
First of all, why are we saying Shechiyana on the Kisui? There's no Zman relegated for it, and it was a mitzvah chadash, but it's the same thing as doing any other mitzvah that you've ever done for the first time.
Say that again, I'm sorry?
Shechita is not relegated to Zman.
But there's a notion of doing mitzvah for the first time in your life, you say Shechiyana. There's a notion like that. The question is, why don't you say it on tefillin?
Right.
Tefillin you don't wear is not a malbush. But tzitzis is a whole question. Maybe you should, talis gadol. Probably you don't because you've been wearing a talis katan the whole time. Mm-hmm. But theoretically, there is such a thing. You say Shechiyana on Pinyan Ben. We say Shechiyanu on Mila. I understand. But they're not Mizman, Lizman. You understand what I'm saying?
Why don't we say Shechiyanu on getting married?
Because you don't know if the wedding is going to be a good marriage. It has to be on Simcha.
But it's the first.
I understand, but it has to. Shechiyanu requires Simcha also.
Right.
Okay. So God forbid, you don't know if it's going to be a good marriage.
At that moment.
But yeah, that's what the post can say. Okay, we got the hopefully business, and it will be. Yeah, go ahead.
The second question.
Yes.
That nowadays we have all these synthetic materials, right? They're not leather, but yet we still have these super expensive shoes that are non leather based. So you'll have like all these sneakers and the.
I don't know. Good question.
Yeah,
I think sneakers. It's not the color. Yeah, no Shabbos shoes are made not of leather.
Well, Shabbos shoes, but...
No, but sneakers is too for ball. You don't say that doesn't. You don't say a Shabbos
well,
for that.
Unless it's like these collector item shoes.
But we don't. But still, we wouldn't. It's still,
you're not buying them where else.
It's for calisthenics. Yeah. Okay, let's continue. Kisui, let's get this, guys. Let's get everything. I don't know where everybody is. Did you put on the chat?
Put on the chat.
Kisui l'maisim. Even though Kisui is a Gemara mitzvah of Shechita, nevertheless it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. Did you hear what I said conceptually? Kisui, even though it's a Gemara of Shechita, nevertheless it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. Even if you're mazid and you don't do Kisui, the Shechita is k'shera. Even for the shochet, unless he's mezalzel ba'al, that you flog him. And then, v'asura Shechita ala over. Okay? And, in other words, if the guy's a bad guy, he does a shechita on purpose, he refuses to do kisui adam, then you should flog him. And someone who transgresses this, you should aser the shechita so that, you know, he won't make money anymore. If the guy's going to be mezalzel, then this is the shock and sifkat and gimel. Now, the mitzvah of kisui is you're supposed to put the dirt on the bottom and the top, like a sandwich, but you don't need to cover all the blood. You have to wait until the drops are falling, then you know that the dam nefesh is falling, then you cover it in order that you're going to cover and mix this dam nefesh. So you have to wait until, you know, the dam basically drips out, and then you should cover, at least, you know, there's something called dam nefesh, so you know that if you've waited till all the blood is gushed out, you know you're covering some of the dam nefesh, the different types of dam in enamel, dam evarim. So if you wait till that point when it all drips out, then the kisui dam makes sense.
Usually there's the arterial spray.
Better than us, Lomites. Okay, but isn't there blood that also drips out after?
Right. So
you
the
wait.
The first spray doesn't count?
No, you should wait, it says. It said, okay. Until you do some of the dama nefesh. That's what he says.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what dama nefesh is. I would imagine it was the first spray, but I guess he wants to make sure you get everything. He says, achimatla lari tippin, until it starts dropping tippin. I guess dama nefesh is the last few seconds of its life, but doesn't it end when you cut its neck off? I don't know. They still say it runs around. Yeah.
For the goyim, it is.
But for the goyim, it has to be completely dead. Okay. Whatever you shove the shine off, and no blood comes out. It's Mutter Bachiru. First din Shulchan Aruch. What simon is this in Shulchan Aruch, by the way? Simon Chof Ches, in your day. Okay, now the dirt that you cover with should be moist, should be tichuach. And everything that you plant in it, anything that you would plant it would sprout, is called offer. So if it can cause things to sprout, it doesn't have to be actually dirt, it could be, I don't know, clay or something. If you could grow something out of clay. But if it's not matzmich zroim, if sprouts can't come from it, even though when you put it in there, So it has to sprout it. Even though it could live if you put it pre-existing in, that's not good enough. It has to be able to matzmiach. Okay, what happens if you have no dirt to cover? You shouldn't shecht. If you have no dirt to cover, you shouldn't shecht. You should wait until you give an offer. And if you're going to the desert or a boat, you should shecht and squeeze the blood out with a beged or a sandal and say the bracha kizudam, not the offer, because you're not putting in an offer. So you basically cover over the blood with a cloth or a sandal and you say kizudam lo offer. And then when you get to the dirt, shiagila makam offer chabez a beged or a sandal shiyotza adam. When you find dirt, then you should what? Wash the beged or the sandal, you know, drain out the blood, squeeze out the blood, and then put that blood in the dirt without a bracha. That's what the Mechaber Amos says, Sif Aleph. Now, you should cover the blood with your hand or with the handle of a knife or something else, but you shouldn't do it with your foot. Don't kick the dirt on. That's called Bizvi Mitzvah. It's a Gemara in Shabbos. In fact, we learned that from Abu Didam. The Makor of that is the Din of Dam, Abu Didam. If you shecht many chayis or ofos, b'makom echad, one kisui is good for all of them, as long as you don't talk between kisuis. That's in Sif Tes. You follow me? If you're shechting a lot of deer or a lot of chickens, one kisui works for all of them. You can gather all the blood together and then just don't talk and then do one kisui. Whatever you shecht, and the blood gets absorbed in the ground. If its imprint is recognizable, you're chayv with kasos. But if the wind blows the blood away, you're patur lichsos. You're patur from covering it. But for example, what do I mean the wind blows away? The wind blows dirt on the blood, then it's covered automatically. So you're patur. What happens if it gets revealed again? The wind blows the dirt away from the blood. You're chayv to do it misafik without a bracha. What happens if a person himself covers it once and then it becomes revealed? You're not chayav to do it again. That's in Sif Yud Aleph. Yes, Pinyamin.
When it's the sukkah, right? At the beginning of the meal, it's raining, so we say, oh, Hashem doesn't want our mitzvah. It's like the master spraying the eved in the face with the water.
If it rains on sukkahs?
It rains on sukkahs.
Yes.
So if you say that, oh, it starts off that it's raining at the beginning, you really don't have to. Even if it stops raining,
that's
raining,
why the Mishnah says in Tainus, the first Mishnah in Tainus says, we say Masher Ruch at the end.
Right. So then my question then becomes, okay, so at the beginning of the mitzvah, right, if Hashem does something, if the natural world, something happens, and it makes the mitzvah not...
First of all, this is not the beginning. This is after the Shvita. Remember
right,
we said that you view it as a Gemar, but it's a mitzvah
Ne'atzmo? What did you say? My question is why, when it becomes uncovered again...
Because you didn't do the Maisa.
Right, but the mitzvah...
I don't know what has to do with the rain on Sukkot. There's no
to
do with
the rain on Sukkot. I was putter from the mitzvah because of the natural occurrence. So I was putter from the mitzvah...
But that's a bad thing, Lamaisa.
...the natural occurrence.
That's a bad thing, Lamaisa.
Right, so, but the question is, why?
I understand, but now it becomes revealed.
Right, so you're not...
When you're not supposed to go out, sure you are.
If it stops raining, in the middle of your meal, you're not supposed to go back out.
You can if it stopped raining.
But say that's a
something
mitzvah you have to do
no, you should do it again. You should do a mice. You got to do a mice at kisui. Also, you should go back to the sukkah too. That's clear like that. You should go back to the sukkah. Okay. What are you saying, Arya?
I don't think you're equating two things.
I agree with you. I don't see the equation at all.
Sukkah is a setzman, and then reality itself is telling you that in this setzman.
And when the rain stops, you're supposed to go back in.
Well, you don't have to. You're
supposed to. Yeah, you are.
Even if you don't go back in, the idea of rain is a setzman.
Okay. Let's continue. If a person covers it, it becomes revealed, he doesn't have to do it again, sif yadav. Now, what happens if someone, Rav Shapiro wants to point out, I think there's a Mishnah Brura that says in Hilchos Yom Tov that if you don't have the arrangement to do kisui, then maybe you shouldn't check, like we said. If you don't have the arrangement around the shah, we basically just said that. Remember that? Mm-hmm. You should wait. Okay, now, what happens if your shech then was an avela, or it turned out that you did a bad job and the shechta, you killed it, or it was a trefa? You're potter from doing kisui, yes? Because why? It says, Yatsu tsai chai ha'of asher ye'achel. You learn from here that you have to mechasa, yes? You learn from here that you have to be mechasa, rakib it's roi la'achilu. But that's a chai ha'of that's chair, but it's not roi la'achilu, l'maisa. You still have in kisui. Let's say you're not hungry. Still have, because you have to have the potential to eat. But if there's a sovig nevela trev, you cover without a bracha. If you have to check the simanim and the sakin, you have to check the simanim and sakin before you do kisui. And a chai, you don't cover until you check the lung. Davar medina is kosher. What about a davar the medina is kosher? Just a chumra, then a chai b'chasas with a bracha. What happens if Sovik Chai and Sovik Behema? You chai the Dukis without a bracha, or you shech lechachil with the oaf, and you say a bracha. Okay? As long as it's Sovik Chai and Sovik Behema, you do Kis Yudam without a bracha, or you shech chilis oaf and varchala. You understand what I'm saying? You shech the chilis oaf, and then you say a bracha. Good morning, Binyom. The Minchasin, where's Asher? What's wrong? Minchas Chinuch says, Lamais, you tell me afterwards. Minchas Chinuch says that if, I couldn't hear you, what? Minchas Chinuch says, Lamais, that if you take the blood and you cook it or you salt it, since you're not chayiv anymore in this dam, Minchas Chinuch says, if you take blood and you cook it or you salt it, since you're not chayiv anymore in this dam, because once you cook it or you salt it, it's no longer Torah's dam, you're put to the chsoso. Okay. Now, there's a few inyanim that we learn from Kisui Adam, Lamaisa, I want you to get. And that is that, number one, Mesillas Yesharim writes, everyone has to make siyagim in their own lives. And if you hold that this is siyagim in that Torah, then you have to be very careful about it. That's a very important message about making siyagim. Don't rely on oneself. Being a Baal Gaiva, but you don't need it. Number two is the notion of the eternity of the soul. Why is there a din of Kisui Adam done? Because when Cain killed Hevel, he didn't know what to do with the body. It's a terrible thing what he did. He killed his own brother, but he didn't know what to do with the body. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought birds, and not just birds, chayas too. And what they did is that they buried. Says in the Medrash, says mi kavro mos b'vnas ofos shemayim chayas taharis kavruhu. V'nasim lama kadosh baruch hu sarn shnei brachas shivrachlan achas toshit v'achas v'kisi v'adam. So when Cain, also the Medrash Tanchuma says the same thing as a Medrash Rabban and a Medrash Tanchuma. Medrash Tanchuma says, "B'shasha ori Cain is a hevel, hayam mushlof lo yodea Cain malasos zimin lo akadosh baruch shnei ofos taharim." This Medrash Tanchuma says only birds. The Medrash Rabban says ofos chayas zimin lo akadosh baruch shnei ofos taharim v'harag echemen v'chavera v'chafer biyado v'kaver v'men olamad Cain. The chafer of a cover is a hevel, l'chafikach zaka ofis l'chazaz es daman. The time that Cain killed Hevel, he was spread out there. Cain didn't know what to do, so Kadosh Baruch Hu brought two birds, and one bird killed the other bird. And the bird that killed the other bird went ahead and dug and buried the bird in the ground. So Cain learned from there what he was supposed to do. So you see that the notion of Kisui Adam is a payment to Chayas and Ofus on the fact they taught Cain to bury Hevel. Okay? So that's a very important concept. And the behemoth, which was not involved in this at all, is not zeichet to have its blood covered. That's kind of like an opposite way. Before we had said the blood of a behemoth has the ability to put on the mizbeach as a kapara. This one is like was involved in the mitzvah. But there used to be a minig. The Rabbeinu Bechaya writes that people, after they would die, would take their wooden table and make a coffin out of their wooden table. And it's an amazing thing. I thought Rabbeinu Bechaya quotes this. And this shows, Lamaisa, this notion of, life does not end after a physical death, it continues. And the Misa of Hevel was the first Misa in the world, if you think about it. So there's payment back even after death. That's what we learned from the Chayin Of, that they buried the goof of Hevel to show that life really continues. Very, very fascinating. It is Rabbeinu Bechaya. Shmos Chaf Gimel, Chafei Chaf Gimel. Quotes of many Hasidim in Sarfat, they used to make from their tables coffins to be buried. And someone who's Marech Al Shulchanu, Marechim Al Yom HaVishnos, if you have a lot of people over, you'll be Zocher for that. Okay, so, that's why the Ramban says, Al HaTayr, Yisr of Lotis Koder, to cut your skin when someone dies. You're not supposed to do over too much mourning, because that shows that what? You don't believe in the what? Tchias HaMeisim, the eternity of life. Why are you cutting your skin? The neshama keeps living. And there's a last element I want to bring out from the din of Kisui Adam, and that's this notion that mitzvah shouldn't be bezuyos to you. In fact, the Gemara says in Shabbos, the makor of that is abun de dam. Vabun de kulu dam. What's abun de kulu dam? That the makor of this notion, not from avaz mitzvahs, comes from what? Comes from blood. Okay? And you're not allowed to kick the dirt on the blood. You're not allowed to count money by near Hanukkah. You know what else we learn from here? From Kisui Adam? The importance of mitzvahs and having respect for people to do mitzvahs. If you take away a mitzvah from someone, Rav Gamliel made a kenas, you have to pay him 10 golden coins. We learn from there from all mitzvahs. But again, the makor is from what? Kisui Adam. You see how Kisui Adam is so central. It's the makor of these dinim of not embarrassing mitzvahs and having respect for people.
We talked about when selling an ebed out of Eretz Yisrael. That's why he goes free.
You're taking him out of the realm of mitzvahs of Mitzvah Baritz or Mitzvah Yishuvaritz, correct. Exactly. So this is a very important mitzvah and we have to keep it in mind. And have you ever fulfilled it, Binyamin? Yes, you have. You said the bracha on it too?
No,
we're
not the first person.
We're not the first person. Okay. Well, let's be aware of it. That it's on Chayin Of and not on Behemoth. Okay, well, break here. Let me give you the Mar Mechaimus. Okay. I have a Ksos HaChoshen that I wanted you to photocopy.